eyes from the break of the started. I was calling with all the finance stuff and we were like,
Hello, Cox.
Hi, is this Tim?
It is.
Hi, Tim. This is Stefania from the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Good. Hey, I don't want to take much time away from you today, but I just wanted to follow up on a pre-approved finance offer we mailed you about 2.5 weeks ago. We do equipment financing and working capital for business loans, and so I was just calling to follow up and see if you have anything coming up that we can help you out with.
No, I don't think right now.
Oh, okay. How's business been this year?
Steady.
That's good. Are you guys trying to grow?
Not really.
Okay.
I'm trying to stay small so I can stay under the regulation radar.
I see. Okay.
I'm kind of on that bubble where if I grow, OSHA's going to kill me and the regulatory crap kicks in and it's going to kill me. So.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out how to be more profitable with less people.
Yeah, a little bit more lean, it sounds like.
That's what it seems like is going to be necessary. So.
Okay, I see. What are you expecting to do this winter? Do you guys do snow?
Yeah, we do.
Okay, I feel you. And where is New Ringgold in comparison to Williamsport?
We would be southeast of Williamsport.
Okay.
We would be northeast of Allentown, south of Tamaqua and Hazleton.
I see. Okay, my mother is from Williamsport, so I was wondering about that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. No, you'd come out. You'd come out 80 and down. Either 81 or 309. But a little southeast of Williamsport.
Okay, I see. And do you pretty much stick locally for your business?
Yeah. We have basically two facets of our business. We're a power equipment dealer as well as a lawn and grounds maintenance. And the lawn and grounds maintenance, we pretty much stick to Schuylkill County.
Okay.
The power equipment side of our business, we go a little further than that. We have a 55 or 60 mile radius we'll service with that. But relatively local, regional.
Okay. Cool. Do you guys do any marketing or?
Well, with the yes and no. The lawn and garden and grounds maintenance side, we pretty much run at capacity. So I do very little marketing with that side of the business. The power equipment side, we do some marketing. We kind of have in the past we've tried some TV, some, you know, all the conventional stuff. We do have a website. Nothing sticks out as being head and shoulders above everything else. So we struggle a little bit with finding our niche there, but.
Okay.
Yeah.
And do you have a storefront for the power machines, or are they just kind
yes.
of rental? Okay, I see. And how long have you been in this business for?
The power equipment side of the business we were formed in 85.
Wow.
And the lawn maintenance side was formed as a separate business in 1990.
And you did both?
We merged them in 97.
Got it. Okay. That is awesome. And you're running the whole show there?
Pretty much now I am.
Okay. Yeah. I see. How many employees do you have?
We're right around 13.
Okay. I see. Cool. And you said you want to cut back on that a little more?
Yeah. I think I'm going to... my goal is to get under 10.
Okay.
Which is going to be a challenge on our grounds maintenance side of the business. But anyway, that's where.
Probably doable in the winter, though.
What's that?
I said it's probably doable in the winter, though, right?
Depends on the snow we get.
Okay, so you guys do stay pretty busy through the winter, then?
Yeah, we do. We're one of the local snow contractors that does. We do parking lots, sidewalks. A lot of snow contractors do one or the other. They either do sidewalks and steps and shoveling, or they only want to sit in a truck in a loader or a truck and don't want to do the whole. So we do everything, which is labor intensive, unfortunately.
Yeah, sounds like it. Jeez, can't imagine dealing with all that snow. I grew up in Arizona, so I have no idea about any of that.
See, and I can't imagine dealing with all those rattlesnakes.
Oh, well, you know, in your business, you would deal with a lot of them, let me tell you what. Yeah, they are wild, but, I mean, they're only usually around in the summer.
Yeah. We see them occasionally around here, but not anything like I understand out there, so.
Yeah, aren't they, they're not as, you know, deadly out there, are they? More like garden snakes?
No.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow, I didn't realize that.
No, we have rattlesnakes and copperheads here.
Okay.
Which are venomous. But we also have a lot of garter snakes and black snakes, which aren't venomous. But no, we have our share of copper. We're in the area which would have copperheads and timber rattlers.
Dang. Yeah, you guys have to be careful out there. My mom actually got Lyme's disease a couple years ago when she was on a hike.
Yeah, that's becoming very, very common around here, it seems.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Well, it was good talking to you. I don't think you can help me right now, but
but
thank you anyway. It was good talking to you.
Yeah, it was good talking to you too, Tim. You know what? Can I shoot you over an email with my contact info, and if anything comes up, you'll have me on file?
Sure.
Okay. What's the best email for you?
tim@kochslg.com.
And how do you pronounce your last name?
Cuck, like Cuck. Luck or duck.
Okay, that's funny because my last name is OCHS and it's Oaks.
Well, you don't have to go. A lot of people pronounce KOCH as Coke.
Coke, okay.
Yeah. Everybody's heard of the Coke brothers that have Coke Industries. And I'm old enough to remember the 1976 Winter Olympics. And they're from upstate New York. There was a cross-country skier named Bill Coke that spelled it the same way.
Oh, how funny.
But we always said Cuck.
So Cuck, okay.
Yep.
It's stuck.
So we always pronounced it properly.
I feel you. Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Sticking to the traditions.
There you go.
Oh,
all
awesome.
Right. Thank you very much.
Really quick, before I let you go, what bank do you guys usually use?
We usually use a local bank here.
Okay. And you do all of your financing and depositories with them?
The vast majority, yes. I mean, we've do some financing, our equipment financing. We've used other banks, some more national, and it's when you're buying equipment, it's hard to use. When you're buying outdoor power equipment, you'll normally get better terms. The companies will deal with finance companies and arrange for better terms with certain banks. So, you know, we deal with Sheffield, and which I guess is a branch of BT&T or BT&B or BB&T or whatever, and Transamerica, what used to be Transamerica, now it's TCF. And
okay.
Of course, Synchrony, which is a GE. We do quite a bit of our branded equipment financing through them.
Okay, yeah, that was the UCC filing I have access to is with GE, which you must have some good standing with to be pre-approved with us. So.
Okay.
Cool. All right, well, I'm going to shoot that email over to you. It was great talking to you, Tim. I hope you have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.
You bet.
Bye-bye.